Granny said, I believe that's Irene.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears, president of the proposed health resort company, threw somewhat of a scare into Lum and Abner yesterday when he indicated that the company was no longer looking for capital investments. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store library. Lum is talking on the telephone.
Well, when did Mr. Webster tell you that, Ezra? I see.
Yeah,
that's curious. No, I ain't talked to him for a couple of days now.
Wish they had a telephone or two receivers.
Well, Grandpappy Spears was in here yesterday, and he sort of hinted that they didn't want no more investors.
I'll invent one of them, so I can hear too.
No, he never come right out flat-footed and told us nothing definite, though.
Claim he weren't supposed to tell nothing, that's what he told us.
Yeah, Grandpap talked awful big when he's over here.
Said he's gonna be a millionaire.
Yeah, well, if I hear anything more, I'll let you know, Ezra.
Or a thousand
here
or something.
Yeah, I'm much obliged for calling. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
What has Ezra here now, Lum?
Well, you know, he was appointed on the committee to raise the money to build a health resort and all.
Yeah.
And this morning, Mr. Webster told him that the committee was unsolved or something.
Unsolved?
Said they wouldn't need it no more.
You mean they done raised enough money to build a hotel and everything?
No, according to Ezra, the committee hadn't actually raised no money yet.
Well, Lord me, you can't build a hotel without money, Lum. I know that. I ain't much of a head for business, but I can see that myself.
Yeah, well, that's part of the whole thing.
You don't reckon Mr. Webster done give up the idea, do you?
No. Far as I can find out, he's still aiming on developing Grandpap Spring and putting up a health resort.
Well?
Grandpap says that himself.
Well, you can't always depend on what Grandpap says, Olam. He aggravates, you know that.
No, but I know there's something suspicious going on twixt him and Mr. Webster. Whatever it is, I don't like it. I know that.
You don't, huh?
No. Don't sound good to me.
Well, say, Lum, did Mr. Webster ever give us back our analysis?
Our what?
That report we made on the spring water telling what healthy stuff was in it and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he sent that back.
Oh, I was wondering if he's just going to keep it.
No, he had the chauffeur of his bring it back yesterday, I believe it was.
Yeah, see, you know, there's something peculiar about that, Mr. Webster, and that report. You know it, Lum?
What do you mean?
Well, you recollect the other day when Mr. Webster come in the store here?
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't interested at all in our report and said he never wanted to look at it even. Then I just happened to mention something about how good our report come out, and right away he got anxious to see it. Just couldn't hardly wait to take it with him when he left here.
Yeah, I recollect that, but he told us why he wanted to take it.
Why?
He wanted to check it over with the report he had made before we got ours.
Yeah. Seems sort of funny to me that he'd changed over so quick that way, though.
Well, I don't think there's nothing there to worry about. He's honest, I know that.
He is, huh?
Must be. What's curious, though, is why he don't want to take no invest from nobody. Special after that was one of the main ideas when this thing first come up.
Yeah, well, it still sort of looks like it. Wait a minute. There comes Papa. Maybe he's hearing something.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, he might, though, now. Papa gets around an awful lot. Special where there's talking going on down around the barber shop and places like that. That horseshoe game down there at the blacksmith shop. He's always down there.
Yeah, I'm afraid your papa does too much of the talking himself to ever hear anything anybody else says.
Yeah, he talks. He's got big ears. Hey, I'll come on in, Papa.
Yes, sir. Oh, hello there, Lum.
How do you do, Mr. Peabody? How are you today?
Yes, sir.
How about you then, Papa?
Lum, I want to ask you a question. Now, what did you say, Abner?
Oh, nothing, Papa, nothing.
Well, what was it, son? Go ahead and say it.
Well, it weren't nothing, Papa.
No, sir, now, if you got something on your mind, out with it, son.
Well,
You know the trouble with Abner, Lum? He's a good boy, but he takes after his mama too much.
Oh.
All is afraid to speak out. I never saw such a... Now then, Lum, I say, I want to ask you something,
well,
Lum.
Go right ahead, Mr. Peabody.
You're the law around this town, ain't you, Lum?
Well, I reckon you could say that. I'm Justice of the Peace, so I represent the law here, you might say.
Good.
Yeah, wait a minute, Papa. Now, you ain't went and got yourself in trouble, have you?
Son, I'm old enough to take care of myself.
I know that, but
I can take care of myself.
Yeah, all right.
Just what did you want to know about the law firm, Mr. Peabody?
You're the one that swears out the warrants for arrest. Ain't you, Lum?
Arrest?
Arrest, yeah.
Who do you want to have arrested, Papa? Has somebody robbed you?
No. Don't interrupt me now.
Is it something about Mr. Webster or Grandpappy Spears?
Abner, let your Papa explain what this is all about. Give him a chance to talk.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I just hope, though, that you ain't went and got yourself in a batch of trouble or something now, Papa.
Well, don't worry. Just wait now until he tells us. Oh, go ahead now, Mr.
Peabody.
Feel
it coming on.
What's bothering you, anyway?
Yeah, well, sir, you're the Justice of the Peace. Hmm.
That's right.
Now tell me this, Lum.
Yeah.
If somebody was to hit somebody else right square on the head, he ought to be arrested, oughtn't he?
Well, yeah, I reckon so. Depending, of course, on the status quo circumstantials and the accessories to the facts and all that stuff.
Oh, natural.
First, we got to know more about the habeas corpus details. Why did he hit him, and what did he hit him with, and whereabouts did it happen?
Tell us all about it, Papa. Be honest now.
Sir, the reason is a little old checker game. That's all.
Lots of big crimes comes out of them little things like criminal intents with Alice aforethought.
The hitting is did with a cane.
Cane, huh?
Yeah, cane.
Carrying unconcealed weapon.
And the place is the private property of the feller that gets hit. Right inside his parlor, fact says.
Funny place to get hit.
That's bad, dude. Violating personal property rights. Insulting the battery.
Oh, my goodness, Lum.
Now, a feller that'd do that ought to be arrested, aren't he, Lum?
Well, looking at it legal, there ain't no two ways about it.
See how Lum's putting his eyes up? That's like the county judge does when he's studying. Mm. Now, where did all this happen, Papa? Did you see it? Who was it got hit?
Don't ask too many questions, son. I'm telling the...
Well, you'll have to tell us, though, Mr. Party. Who's the victim?
I'll tell you who the victim is. Otis Masters.
Grandpa Masters, you mean?
Yes, sir. Otis Masters.
For goodness sake.
Who would be mean enough to hit an old fella like him, and special with a walking stick?
Yeah, ought to be seen.
Sure.
Yeah, this sounds like it might be serious.
That snake in the weeds. Who was it, Papa? Oh, was it that Grandpappy Spears?
No, it wasn't old Milford Spears.
Wouldn't be him, no way. Grandpap gets mad when he plays checkers and all that, but I don't believe he'd get that mad. Mm-hmm. I've seen him so mad he'd just stomp his feet, but I don't believe he'd ever hit anybody.
Well, I don't know. You can't tell about him now when he gets riled up on him. I saw the time right here in this store when Grandpap tore the door clean off the stove there just because I beat him 3 games hand running.
Yeah, but your papa just now said it weren't him, Abner, so we don't have to worry about Grandpap.
Was it then, Papa? I'm dying to know who the varmint is. Tell me.
Yeah, you'll have to tell us his name, Mr. Peabody, so as we can write it on the warrant for his arrest.
We can make out a warrant, you got to write his name right on it, Papa.
I say, I know that.
I don't know why you're holding back his name.
His name?
Tell you his name.
That's what I
want to
hear. Who is it?
Wait just a minute. I believe that was our ring.
I'm going to tell
them. Might be Ezra with some news about Webster. I'll get it.
All right. Who is the critter now?
I want to tell it direct to the Justice of the Peace.
Hello, John Down, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Let me do it before you tell your own
side. How's that? You'll be quiet. I can't hear nothing.
I'm your boy.
Oh, yeah, Finus is here. Hold the phone. Wait a minute, though. Who is this talking? Well, that's who I thought it was. I thought I recognized your voice.
Who is it, Lum?
Well, how you feel now, Grandpa?
Grandpa?
I feared you'd be in bed, maybe. Why, on account of your head, of course.
Grandpa Masters.
Well, didn't you get whopped on the head with a cane?
That's Otis.
You never. Well... Finus said that you were.
Let me talk to him.
Yeah, you better. Just a minute, Grandpa. Here's Finus Peabody. Take it.
Yes. Hello? Is that you, Otis? This is Finus.
Your papa must be all mixed up on this.
I'm tolerable, yes. I'm sorry for that I'm late, but I'll be right over, Otis. Yeah. All right. Goodbye.
Papa, now, what was the idea of you sitting there and telling all that stuff about Grandpa Master getting hit on the cane, hit with a cane when he weren't?
Yeah, I'm afraid you sort of got your stories mixed up there, little Peabody.
No, I never got mixed up, and I still want to swear out that warrant for arrest.
You do?
Well, whose name do you want on it? That's what I want to know.
I want my own name on it.
Your name?
Yes, sir, my name, Finest Stonewall Peabody. And hurry it up.
Well, here, wait now, Papa. Here. If Grandpa Masters is feeling all right now and don't recollect nothing about it, well, when is all this supposed to happen to him?
It ain't happened.
Well, what do you want to have yourself arrested for, then?
Because it's going to.
Huh?
I'm on my way to Otis Masters' place right now to play him a game of checkers, and I know blame well what's going to happen.
Huh?
There's the aggravatingest one checker player in the whole wide world.